This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live, the talk radio show that you can take control of. It's the live Monday night edition. Our toll-free number here, of course, is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And in the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and I'm joined by...
the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Ian.
And we are here again, as we are 7 nights a week. You can, of course, listen to us on your favorite radio station that broadcasts us, and you can also find us online at freetalklive.com. If you care to join in the chats and also possibly call in and sound like you're sitting right here in the studio, you can take advantage of our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. I've been sitting on this story for a little while, and I wanted to get to it tonight. It's a little piece of technology that's actually not very advanced as far as technology is concerned, but it does take care of a high-tech problem that seems to be growing in size, and that's the problem of these devices that are in your house, your personal assistants, Alexa and such, that... you know, have been known to be recording when they otherwise shouldn't. The recordings have been making their way into all sorts of fun things, such as, you know, folks who are reviewing them, accidentally hearing folks doing all sorts of things like having sex or, you know, participating in a drug deal and that type of a thing. Basically an invasion of privacy. And
is it really an invasion of privacy if you invited it in?
Well, not necessarily.
Well, it's a gift of privacy. It's being a moron about your privacy because, you know, even if you don't expect something to happen that you don't want people to hear, something might happen that you don't want people to hear.
Yeah, I'm just saying, it's not really an invasion. You know, invasion suggests that you believe you have privacy and some outside force has, you know, has broken whatever level of privacy you believe you have.
Maybe
this is you bringing an active tapping device into your home.
Correct.
You invaded your own privacy.
However, if you're not alerting people that you have one of these and that it's on in your home and you invite people over, you know.
Yeah, if you have an Alexa or something in your house, you should definitely put up a sign.
And,
there's audio taping going on these premises.
24/7.
And that's what the law says. And as a matter of fact, Amazon should be liable if there is not a... If they're recording and people don't have signs up, then they actually probably have liability under the wiretapping laws.
Under certain wiretapping laws in some states.
Yeah.
So
if you have an Alexa, please put up a sign. Let people who want no part of that nonsense know.
Well, and I would also say the same thing should potentially apply to anybody with one of those rings, right? The doorbell with the camera. That's, you know, really popular now that Amazon has, because those also have microphones to record audio.
Yep.
And the problem that I have with these devices is that, you know, if you think of it on an individual basis, right, which is what most people do, they don't think of the big picture. The individual basis, you're absolutely correct, Ian. Yes, you know, it's not an invasion of privacy because somebody has elected to purchase this product, turn it on in their apartment, home, you know, business, whatever it is. But as more and more of these get put out into the general environment and law enforcement has access to them, then you become, you know, sort of caught up in this.
You're snitching.
Yeah, in this web of active video and active audio that's around you all the time that you have no way to opt out of. And that's where, you know, the phrase invasion of privacy, in my opinion, comes in, right? Because it's almost like a decentralized net of recording. Right. So if, you know, 80% of the homes have one of these things in it, and 80% of the homes have something like a Ring, right? You know, the video doorbell that Amazon's selling, right? And you know, if you're just walking by and law enforcement has access to these things, which you know they do, well, then all of a sudden you can be tracked no matter who you are, right? Now, this article has somebody who's invented a device that's arguably pretty low tech for the type of device it is, and it's simply just a bracelet that prevents Alexa from eavesdropping.
By the way, according to securitysales.com, sourced May 31st, 2019, they say about half of people, 53%, have one of these devices. Hard to believe that it's that well penetrated already.
I've read other articles that talk about specifically the Amazon Ring and how they're actually actively recruiting law enforcement to help them promote installing these in homes. Because
the pigs can harm more people if they get more things out there. Of course they're cooperating.
Yeah. And law enforcement has, of course, a backdoor into these things.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, again, a privacy concern. So I found this article pretty interesting, and I guess we'll just get right into it. The headline reads, this is from thenewyorktimes.com, which I kind of hate because they have a paywall, but I was able to circumvent it today for the
Tor browser
of this article.
That does that. Also, I think Firefox, if you get the right plugin, which kills JavaScript, should get you into the New York Times.
Yep. I just happen to use a private window out of, I think it's, oh, it is Firefox. Okay.
You can also just disable JavaScript in your settings for most sites. I don't know about the end.
Clear your cache, and it gives you your 3 free per month again. But at any rate, the headline reads, "Activate this, quote, bracelet of silence, unquote, and Alexa can't eavesdrop. Microphones and cameras lurk everywhere. You may want to slip on some privacy armor." The author here is Kashmir Hill. Last year, Ben Zhao decided to buy an Alexa-enabled Echo speaker for his Chicago home. Mr. Zhao just wanted a digital assistant to play music, but his wife, Heather Zhang, was not enthused. She freaked out, he said. Mrs. Zhang characterized her reaction differently. First, she objected to having the device in the house, and then she said, when Mr. Zhao put an Echo in the workspace that they shared, she made her position perfectly clear. I said, I don't want that in the office. I would feel the same way.
You'd be a fool
really
to have that
like
in an
devices.
Office. Do you have any idea how many things are illegal?
Oh, I mean,
if you're in an office, you're breaking the law multiple times a day, and if you have an Alexa there, you're leaving a recording of it. Anybody who wants you can get you.
What's the book? 3 felonies a day, right?
Yeah.
So anyway,
well, plus, what about business secrets as well? I mean, you're having however many meetings and conversations about, you know, information that should be proprietary.
Amazon's got a pipeline directly into your incubation think tank.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're trying to invent the next new thing or even compete with Amazon, and they're listening to you.
They've already had the idea. Thanks to you.
What? So she made her position
and they've got the money
clear
to make it happen.
She said, I don't want that in the office. Please unplug it. I know that the microphone is constantly on. And this is true. You can Google that stuff yourself.
Of course it's constantly on. If the microphone weren't on, how would it hear you when you said, Alexa, do this, and Alexa, do that? It picks the sound up through a freaking microphone.
Now, of course, you know, how many of these people who are complaining about it also have a cell phone sitting out on their desk?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So it's like, any way you slice it, unless you completely rid yourself of all devices before going into the office.
Oh, well,
you know, what's
certainly rid yourself of anything that constantly has the microphone on, anything that responds to the sound of your voice you don't want. If that's your first contact with a device, throw the device out the window or disable that part of it.
Well, it may say it's disabled, but is it really?
Yeah.
Well, At least don't be a moron.
I mean, I've had my cell phone itself is pretty well locked down, but I've had conversations with people out in public about a thing, and then like been advertised
the
about
thing
that thing.
On
even
your
though,
cell phone.
Even though my device is pretty well locked down, if I talk about that thing just by myself, I'm not going to get advertised to it. But when I go around other people whose cell phones aren't locked down and talk about a thing, I'll get advertised that thing.
On your cell
ask
phone?
Ask yourself
on
what
my
Amazon
social media or whatever. So
ask yourself what Amazon would do to make money. Anything. Literally anything.
Are you concerned about your privacy with these electronic devices? I know I am. Give us your calls and your thoughts. 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Mm-hmm.
It's Free Talk Live, the talk radio show that you can control. Give us your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking a little bit about a situation where some folks bought an Alexa, and this is going to lead into a headline that talks about a device that actually helps prevent these devices from eavesdropping in on you and your conversations. And we'll talk more about that. But first, I wanted to tell you a little bit about local.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposits, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started using Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. And with you tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Nobody.
And Ian.
And just continuing on with the article, Mr. Zhao and Mrs. Zhang are computer science professors at the University of Chicago. And they decided to channel their disagreement into something productive. So one guy wanted the Alexa, and the missus did not want it. And so with the help of an assistant professor, Pedro Lopez, they designed a piece of digital armor dubbed a bracelet of silence that will jam the Echo or any other microphones in the vicinity from listening in on the wearer's conversations. Now, as a guy who went to we'll talk about that in just a minute. As a guy who went to school for audio engineering, working a soundboard in studios, and a musician, I'm fascinated with all things audio, and I asked the exact same question that you're asking Nobody, and we'll get to that in just a second. The bracelet is like an anti-smartwatch, both in its cyberpunk aesthetic it's a dumb watch, right? And in its purpose-defeating technology. A large, somewhat ungainly white cuff with spiky transducers, also known as speakers. The bracelet has 24 tiny speakers that emit ultrasonic signals when the wearer turns it on.
Hmm.
The sound is imperceptible to most ears, human ears, that is.
Might drive Jazzy crazy.
Maybe. With the possible exception, possible.
I suspect they've at least brought it near one dog.
Yeah,
to
probably.
See what happens,
they do say the possible exception of young people and dogs, because, the younger you are, the more sensitive your hearing is. And, of course, dogs have the most sensitive hearing, of any animals that are around humans anyway, generally speaking. But nearby microphones will detect the high-frequency sounds instead of other noises. It's so easy to record these days, Mr. Lopez says. This is a useful defense. When you have something private to say, you can activate it in real time. When they play back the recording, the sound is going to be gone.
Really?
During the phone interview, Mr. Lopez turned on the bracelet, resulting in a static-like white noise for the listener on the other end. So in other words, if I go over to, Nobody's house and he's got an Alexa, I know he doesn't, but hypothetically speaking, he's got an Alexa on.
If you go over to my house and I've got an Alexa, I have been replaced. Kill me.
Did somebody steal Nobody and replace him with an exact duplicate and not tell us about it? You simply just turn the bracelet on. It's got, 24 little speakers on it. It emits the equivalent of high-pitched white noise. And instead of recording whatever your conversation is, it records...
Amazing.
Instead. It's very low-tech. All it is just some speakers. And
I've seen these white noise emitters, but you can hear them, the ones that I've seen. So this is an interesting approach.
This one's, the harmonic frequencies are outside of the human hearing spectrum. Mm-hmm. So... but it still acts as, a way to, it's masking all the other noise that the microphone is picking up is what it's doing. So it's actually a kind of a low-tech solution. Governments have experimented with sound, in the past, particularly for crowd control. This is where the term, for any musicians out there, if you've ever heard the term the brown note, The brown note,
oh, yeah.
The brown note comes from government experimentation with crowd control. What they did is they would take low-frequency transducers and pump a whole bunch of power into them in an effort to create a subhuman harmonic frequency that would literally result in people, like, crapping themselves, right?
Losing control of their bowels.
Right. And this is called the brown note. So, I would make fun of my bass player when he was out of tune sometimes. Like, dude, you're out of tune. You're playing the brown note, right? Like, you know, that kind of thing. But, like, that's where that terminology comes from. So,
Etors in our Discord chat room has already come up with a way for Amazon to defeat this device. He says the bracelet is easy to neutralize. Simply have a band reject filter around its frequency or a band pass filter for the human voice.
See, that's what I'm saying. This is not going to be effective against any microphone out there. This is going to give people a false sense of security. I think, I say this having never seen or tested this device, so take it for what it's worth, which isn't very much, but I don't buy it.
A bit later in the article, they actually talk about that. They're like, this technology, seemingly could be easily circumvented by Amazon. However, there are things like randomizing the frequencies, right? So Amazon might be able to put a pass filter on it that, filters out, the most common frequencies in the human speaking spectrum only, and only listens for those frequencies, but you can still randomize that with this bracelet to interfere with those frequencies.
If you've got an Alexa and you want to be secure, then I've got a device that will fix it. It's a hammer.
I love a low-tech solution to a high-tech problem.
You can solve a lot of problems with a hammer.
Let's go to your calls and your thoughts. We have Larry in Indianapolis, Indiana. Larry, you are on the air live on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I'm getting a good laugh. That thing, Alexa and stuff, the best way to defeat it is don't have it in the first place. If anybody invents a device to get rid of another device, they will take your information and sell it for their stuff. So with high tech, you might as well face it. If you got it in your home, your life is an open book. Everything you do, because when you get rid of Alexa, your iPhone is going to be listening to you anyway. So if you're in the high tech, you are definitely taking a chance. But in any case,
do you have an iPhone, Larry?
I do not have an iPhone. Had two iPhones, and I screwed them to the wall and made a sculpture out of them.
And
what it is, I don't want it in my life. I don't want it nowhere around me. I have a flip phone that I've been using for the last 5 years.
What brand is it?
And that's just fine, and I don't email. I've never sent a text. Never sent one, and only received one a few times. I'm in business, so that might hurt my business, but you know what I say? I'll take the loss.
What's a brand is your
flip phone? But I do have a Facebook page.
What's
the
brand?
Oh, it's an actual FLIP.
I have no idea.
No, but is it a Nokia? And I drop it and break the screens on them, so I just gave up on them. But in any case, I didn't call to talk about that, really.
All right, Larry, can you hang on for just a minute? We'll hold you over.
I'll do it.
All right, hold the line, Larry. We'll be right back.
You're not going to get an answer.
Yeah, I know. It's fine. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Do you have an Alexa? Do you have any of these type of personal assistants? Do you care that they're listening to you? Give us your calls and your thoughts. 855-450-FREE.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
You can be the smartest person in the room on the topic of the Constitution if you watch this free webinar. Liberty First University is online training on the principles of liberty and the origin, proper application, and defense of our founding documents and the principles they contain. You will receive an education worthy of the highest institutions of learning, as if the founders were teaching it. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Hundreds of Americans are back on U.S. soil, including 14 who've tested positive for the coronavirus after being evacuated from the Diamond Princess cruise ship off Japan. Cheryl and Paul Molesky are among those back in the United States. Now they will be quarantined for another 14 days.
Well, we're exhausted, but we're on the plane, and that's a good feeling. Pretty miserable wearing these masks, so, and everybody had to go to the bathroom on the bus.
Five hours on the bus waiting to get off the bus.
The Molesky speaking there on Fox News. Now, those flights were directed to two Air Force bases, one in California and one in Texas. Mississippi is under a state of emergency as they're seeing some of their highest water levels in the state since 1983. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, this is Free Talk Live. The talk radio show that you can take control of. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We've been talking a little bit about the Alexa, and somebody invented a device, a little bracelet with some transducers on it, also known as speakers, that emits some sort of a inaudible white noise that prevents these devices from recording. So if you want some privacy, you click it on. You know, smart folks, you know, can disable this kind of thing. But for the moment, you know.
And why is this thing emitting only white noise? That's racist. It should be emitting rainbow noise, noise all over the spectrum.
There is, in the audio industry, when you put up a PA system in a room that's not necessarily designed for sound, for audio, instead of emitting white noise, they emit something called pink noise. And pink noise is just like white noise, except it's at one-third harmonic frequencies throughout the audio spectrum. And then you put a spectrometer in the room to analyze that, and that helps you EQ out all the standing waves in the room.
See, when I hear pink noise, I imagine a completely different sound.
I imagine the artist known as Pink having a bad show.
Oh, Pink God. That, and she's so good when she's good. That would be sad if she had a bad one.
Yeah. So we're going to talk more about that, and we started to talk to Larry, and he's on hold holding over, and we'll get back to him in just a second. But I wanted to tell you about the Edge wallet, which is available on both iOS and Android. It is a cryptocurrency wallet. You can buy, sell, trade, and securely hold cryptocurrencies. It is user-controlled. You own your money. And it has support for BTC, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, Tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, and many more. They've got a veteran team that's been building since 2014 with the tagline, Secure Your Freedom. And you can find out more about the Edge wallet at edge.app. That's edge.app. And I can say from personal experience, it's one of the best wallets I've ever used. It has a way for you to exchange currency right within the wallet. And you can use, they'll give you, generally speaking, the lowest price first if you want to exchange, you know, between, let's say, Bitcoin Cash and something like Ethereum. They'll give you the lowest price first. But you can also get exchanges that do not require KYC. So if you value...
KYC means know your customer.
Right. So if you value your anonymity, they actually help protect that by offering that within the wallet itself, which is pretty cool. Again, edge.app.
I used it tonight.
To buy your dinner?
Breakfast, but yeah.
Tonight to buy, right, because you eat breakfast at 8 hours.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, breakfast is the most important day of the week. All right. I'm sorry, what?
No, go ahead.
Let's go back to Larry. Larry, you're live on the air. What's on your mind?
Hey, one more word on computers. When you have a computer as a part of your business, when you're a small business or maybe a sole proprietor, that may affect your business in the long run in a negative way. When you build your business the old-fashioned way, one customer at a time, and you cut out all the play, you get rid of everything but the serious customer that's actually going to spend money and create a relationship with your business, and you're going to be face-to-face with them. So I think that for a small solo effort, maybe, the Internet can be kind of derogatory. And not only that, it wastes a lot of your time. But something funny, buddy. I mean, Joe Biden is funny, man. He calls some lady a boss.
Funny strange or funny ha-ha?
Funny child
molester. He's a comedian. He called some lady a boss man lie the other day. She was saying something about him and his son in the one country, you know, with the petroleum deal.
The Ukraine.
And he never said nothing like it. Then he called her boss man lying. He's so, I mean, what do the, you guys are liberals, right?
Libertarian.
You
libertarian.
Believe in a Democrat. You think about the Democrat Party, right?
I am neither liberal nor conservative.
Well,
and,
who would you vote for?
I wouldn't.
Well, you'll vote for nobody.
I will vote for nobody.
We believe that human interaction should be voluntary and that the government should just go away.
Amen.
Okay,
I agree with that.
Not gonna happen. But anyway, hypothetical, if you would vote for somebody, who would you vote for?
Nobody.
Okay, I'm not interested in voting for any of these people in Washington, D.C.
See, I vote libertarian when I do vote, but that's not to say that I want a small government. It's just to say that I don't want a large government.
Libertarians put up a decent candidate, I would vote for them, but they haven't in the last three elections.
Well, I vote for them no matter what because I'm just saying I want more liberty. He's not going to get elected.
If you want less government, you can just limit your involvement. But the thing about it is...
That doesn't work.
You can limit your involvement in government if you want less of it.
They're not going to limit their involvement.
Yeah, they don't limit their involvement in your life. If you're doing something they don't like, they'll come kill you.
50 years. But in any case, I think that the Democrats are so funny. Every night when I come in, I always listen to radio and listen... So I can get a good laugh. It's like a comedian show. Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, whoever wins is going to get ripped to shreds by Donald Trump. It's going to be so nice to see. And I'm sure he's going to vote for Donald.
Wait, you like Donald Trump, am I correct?
I love him. I'm voting for him. I voted for him twice. And I can't wait to vote for him again because
I will build a great, great wall on our southern border, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall.
You had that ready for
my words.
Did Mexico had that ready for me, didn't you?
Did Mexico pay for the wall?
It don't make no difference.
Mexico is the wall. He's basically blackmailed Mexico into defending their borders. So to some extent, they are paying for the wall.
Don't you want him on your behalf, though? Don't you want him representing you? If you go onto the lion's den,
I don't want any of these monsters. I don't need anyone representing me. I can represent myself just fine.
Oh, God.
Boom.
Yeah. Bernie Sanders is enough reason to pick up a rifle.
I got a question for you. Hey. What can I get a list of the radio stations that you're on? Because I'm getting ready to get a C Crane radio.
Yeah, but you got to go on the internet. So you're probably you're SOL there.
I don't want to do. I can go.
How else would you get a list of something? What, send a self-addressed stamped envelope and have it printed out for you?
I'll have my nephew do it. And then what I do is I can call in and I can listen to your program because I surely enjoyed it over the years that you're on WIBC on Saturdays. I look forward to it every day, but I guess they didn't want my voice in this area, so they
kept
going.
Was all about you, Larry. That's why we got dropped off the station. They were tired of hearing from you.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks for the call, Larry.
Thanks for calling. I always enjoy your calls.
Yeah. Who would you vote for? I'm sorry. Larry, I don't need. I know you're
you
not
really
online,
don't
but
take the time to cast a random libertarian vote just to say, I want more liberty. I mean, are you really afraid that this libertarian candidate you don't like is going to get elected?
No. I mean,
if they're not going to get elected, then let the world know you want more liberty.
And I do by, doing this show and, all the other types of things that I do. What I don't need is a representative. I'm perfectly capable of representing myself. I'm a fully functioning adult person who is probably more responsible than the average bear in the world, and I certainly don't enjoy the insinuation that I should pick somebody to represent me when I'm perfectly capable of doing it of my own accord. And particularly with the advent of technology, right, we can send now, the value of human labor, human effort around the world in seconds, right, at our fingertips. But for some reason, I can't represent myself. What the hell is wrong with that? I mean, it's an obscene thing. It's a preposterous philosophy for me to think that I need to have somebody else represent me. Your calls and your thoughts.
We live in a society, Captain. We live in a society.
Yeah, but we can fix that.
855-450-3733. We can fix it by voting? I don't think so.
No, probably not.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, this is Free Talk Live. Live on-air call-in radio show where you can talk about whatever you like. Our toll-free number, of course, is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And tonight, I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and I am joined by...
the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Ian.
And we were talking a little bit about an article I brought in about some surveillance that takes place as a result of these personal assistants in your homes and offices, known as things like Alexa or Echo, stuff like that. We talked a little bit about voting. We had a caller call in and, you know, basically say, oh, you guys are liberals, and blah, blah, and of course we're not.
Oh, please don't call me a liberal.
Yeah, and I think he also called us Shirley. I think he said, surely you guys would vote for Bernie Sanders.
And I wouldn't vote for Bernie Sanders, and don't call me Shirley.
That's what I'm saying. So we were talking a little bit, you know, during...
my mother's name.
During our sponsors, about voting itself. And I made the mention, and, you know, we said we'd talk about this a little bit. I made the mention about... you know, I don't even understand when humanity decided that, you know, voting and a majority, you know, voting for one thing means that they get to force it upon the minority.
Wait, you're saying the majority?
Good idea. Like, why do people even believe this is a good idea?
You're saying the majority shouldn't rule? Then how is a gang rape ever going to happen? Because... that's, I mean, the essence of democracy is gang rape. The majority gets what they want. The minority gets screwed.
You are absolutely correct. But this idea that, like, even in, like, a small environment, right? Like we've talked a little bit in the past about things like, you know, locally voting, you know, you're going to have more effect than, you know, if you vote for, like, the president, for example, right? You know, statistically speaking, your vote for president has no effect.
Well, that's
no
true.
No meaning whatsoever. But, like, if you, you know, like, in the city of Keene, for example, right, I may actually have an effect on the outcome of whatever is being proposed if I want it or don't want it and that kind of a thing. I understand that, right? The smaller you get, you know, within these types of government pods, if you will, these environments, like, the more likely your vote is going to have an effect. But, like, why do people even believe that this is the right way to organize society?
Well, that's the way it's always been.
Yeah. Well,
that's not a reason.
Not everybody has to agree on it, just enough people to club the rest of us into submission. But some of us will not submit.
That's what I'm saying.
And I do not, let it be known, because some people make this voting is consent nonsense argument. And let me say that yes, I vote, and no, I do not consent to be governed.
Me too.
Agreed. And that my vote should not be interpreted that way. I am and have been at war with the government, and I will remain at war with the government for as long as they continue to violate my rights, which will be as long as they exist.
Right. That's how they roll.
And I realize that, you know, this organization type isn't likely to go away in our lifetime. However, that doesn't mean I'm not going to fight against it actively for the rest of my natural life.
Well, I mean, if you want to go back to the question you'd asked of how did this get to be this way, yeah. I know it's been a long history of humans using violence against their fellow man, you know, all the way back to dictators and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Go back to Sumerian times or whatever. I mean, there's always been those who want to wield power over others, and they come up with excuses, the divine right of kings, for instance, and then somebody said, oh, this king thing's a terrible idea. Let's try democracy, and we'll just decide based on numbers. It's just overwhelming force. Who should be in charge? I mean, somebody said, well, that was a better idea. I'm not sure if it is, but that's what people bought. I mean,
And to me, it doesn't make any sense. Like, if, you know, let's say there's 100 people and there's a decision to be made, and 51 people decide to go one way, and 49 people are like, no, we want to go the other way. Well, those 51 people who wanted to go the one way, they should be allowed to go that one way, but it should only impact those 51 people. The other 49 people should be allowed to go their way individually,
sure.
And it should have no impact on them whatsoever.
But as long as the 49 people are willing to go along to get along, then they're screwed. If they're not willing to actually stand up for themselves... And it seems like most people aren't willing to stand up for themselves. They just do what they're told.
And the unfortunate thing is these days asserting your rights is suicide because they will come and kill you.
Yes, they will.
But, you know, and that's the vote that I want to cast is I want to pick up a rifle along with 300 million of my countrymen. Because what people don't understand is that... And you don't have to shoot anybody, you know? But if 150 million people stood up, got rifles, and went out in the streets with their rifles, who would stop them? Who would say, come pay your taxes?
I agree.
When there's that many people out in the street with rifles.
You don't need 150 million of them. In fact, you probably will never have that many. I mean, if you had 10 million,
well, that
you'd
would
have
be half the population.
I know, and it's unrealistic.
Well, you only need roughly 10% to make an impact.
If you had 10 to 30 million, you'd have a heck of a lot. But, I mean, even in recently in Richmond, Virginia, you had 22,000 people show up to the state capitol, many of whom were armed to the teeth. But I guarantee you all those people are going to pay their taxes at the end of the year.
Well, they may pay their taxes. Taxes, but those people are not necessarily convinced that taxation is theft, and we need to fix that. Mm. So, you know, they're not going to stand up against things they don't see as injustice. So what they need to do, what we need to do somehow, is educate them that there's more to injustice than taking your guns. There's also taking your money, forcing you to pay for people to be murdered all over the world.
So
it's insane.
You know, to our listeners, I would just like to say, you know, if you want Trump to be your leader, Then par out solid right on. I'm not going to stop you.
Let him tell you what to do.
Be your leader and tell you what to do. You do not, however, have the right for Trump to tell me what to do and how to behave and how to live my life. The same thing goes for insert political candidate.
But he's still your president.
You were born into a society, Captain Kickass.
If you want Bernie frickin' Sanders to lead your life, far out solid and right on, go ahead and follow Bernie
Sanders. Captain Kickass, government is the price we pay to have a civilized society.
Government is the indication that we don't have a civilized society because the existence of government implies that some people are permitted to do whatever they want
to other people. Mm-hmm. All of the most serious, heinous, and largest atrocities in all of human history have all been committed by the organization type known as government.
Yep, man, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah, the Holocaust, the Holodomor, the Great Leap Forward, the Killing Fields of Cambodia. I can sit and list these things all day, and I can't even begin to plumb the depths of how many of these things have happened. Not to mention
Hiroshima, Nagasaki.
Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Dresden. Even the firebombing of Dresden. These people want to buy back our guns, and these people don't pass a background check. These people are psychopaths. These people are the biggest mass murderers in history, and they're telling you you're too scary to own a gun. Well, how many people have you killed?
Yeah, I don't understand. These people are not. In my mind, these politicians are not leaders, right?
Not my leaders.
They're not leaders. You know, if I want, to learn something or, change a profession or something, I'll go find somebody who's good at what they do, right? And I will go and, become some sort of an apprentice or get a job, an entry-level job at their company or whatever and, learn from a, quote, authority of a different kind, an authority with experience in doing what they do and doing it well. None of these politicians are experienced in anything except lying.
Yeah, that's true.
I can't think of any there's many professions where I'll frequently say to myself, I wish I knew a doctor that I could call on the phone and ask him this question, or I wish I knew a lawyer even
right.
to call on the phone, or a hardware engineer, or a physicist, or anything. I have never said to myself, I wish I knew a politician so I could call him on the phone and ask him something, because they have no useful information. How to get the guns and clubs of government to club the people that they want clubbed.
Amen. Well, real leaders lead by example.
Yeah, this is a fact. All right. 855 450 free like freedom. Do you need a leader? If so, how do you select one intelligently? Or do you just sit back and allow the TV to tell you who your leader should be? Give us your calls, your thoughts. 855 450 free like freedom. That's 855 450 3733. This is Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app. Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.